55 Truths in the Book of Mormon. Prayerfully studying the truths in the Book of Mormon can help you acquire the spiritual knowledge you need to guide your life and to answer questions that you or others may have. Here is a sample of the truths you can learn during your study of the Book of Mormon at seminary, at home, and at church. As you study, ponder and pray over them, consider ways to share and act upon what you have learned to deepen your understanding, testimony, and conversion to these important truths. Jesus Christ is the Savior, and Joseph Smith is His chosen prophet. Introduction to the Book of Mormon. Trust God, and you will be blessed. 1 Nephi, chapter 9, verse 3, and verses 5 and 6. The purpose of the Book of Mormon is to persuade all to believe in Jesus Christ. 1 Nephi, chapter 6, verses 4 through 6, and 2 Nephi, chapter 25, verse 23. Joseph Smith was a prophet in the last days. Introduction to the Book of Mormon. God always prepares a way for you to obey His commandments. 1 Nephi, chapter 3, verse 7. The Spirit teaches us to pray. 2 Nephi, chapter 32, verse 3, and verses 8 and 9. The Lord commands us to marry and have children unto Him. 1 Nephi, chapter 7, verses 1 through 5. We are all alike unto God. 2 Nephi, chapter 26, verse 33. The Book of Mormon builds on the Bible's witness of Christ. 1 Nephi, chapter 13, verses 26 through 29, and 39 through 42. To find truth, pray and study the Word of God. 2 Nephi, chapter 32, verse 3, and verses 8 and 9. Prayers are often answered over a period of time. 2 Nephi, chapter 28, verse 30. We receive direction from God through faith, diligence, and obedience. 1 Nephi, chapter 16, verses 27 through 29. Jesus Christ suffered for our sins, pains, and sicknesses. Alma, chapter 7, verses 11 through 13. We can be saved only through Jesus Christ. 2 Nephi, chapter 25, verses 19 and 20. In the last days, people will reject prophets. 2 Nephi, chapter 27, verses 1 through 5. A seer knows the past, present, and future. Mosiah, chapter 8, verses 13 through 17. The words of Christ will tell you what to do. 2 Nephi, chapter 32, verse 3. Learning is good if we follow God's counsel. 2 Nephi, chapter 9, verses 28 and 29. Jesus was baptized to fulfill all righteousness. 2 Nephi, chapter 31, verses 5 through 7. Christ invites us to repent and come unto Him. 3 Nephi, chapter 27, verse 20. You receive blessings by keeping the commandments. Mosiah, chapter 2, verse 41. The Lord wants us to be chaste. Jacob, chapter 2, verses 22 through 35. The Spirit speaks the truth. Jacob, chapter 4, verse 13. We serve God by serving others. Mosiah, chapter 2, verse 17. The natural man is an enemy to God. Mosiah, chapter 3, verse 19. God knows all things and is the source of all truth. Mosiah, chapter 4, verse 9. Refusing to forgive affects generations. Mosiah chapter 19, verses 12 through 18. Obey commandments with exactness to prevail. Alma chapter 57, verse 21. As covenant people, our responsibility is to bless all nations. 3 Nephi chapter 29. The Lord gives us strength to endure trials. Mosiah chapter 23, verses 20 through 24, and chapter 24, verses 13 through 15. The Book of Mormon was translated by the gift and power of God. 2 Nephi chapter 27, verses 6 through 23. Our eternal progression depends upon our ability to choose and act for ourselves. 2 Nephi chapter 2, verse 5, verses 14 through 16, and verses 27 through 29. We covenant with the Lord through baptism. Mosiah chapter 18, verses 8 through 10. Resurrection is the uniting of spirit and body. Alma chapter 11, verses 42 and 43. When you act in faith, you gain spiritual knowledge. Ether chapter 12, verse 6. Perfection is not required to obtain mercy. Alma chapter 42, verses 15 through 31. Faith is not a perfect knowledge. Alma chapter 32, verse 21. Learn to keep the commandments in your youth. Alma chapter 37, verse 35. Christ is a sure foundation. Helaman chapter 5, verse 12. To nourish faith, have a desire to believe. Alma chapter 32, verse 27. The Lord will fulfill all the words spoken through His prophets. 3 Nephi chapter 1, verses 1 through 26. Procreation's sacred power is for marriage. Alma chapter 39, verse 9. The Savior always does the will of His Father. 3 Nephi chapter 11, verses 10 and 11. God works miracles according to our faith and His will. Mormon chapter 9, verses 20 and 21. Forgiveness from God is given when we seek with real intent. Moroni chapter 6, verses 5 through 9. Humility helps avoid pride and destruction. Helaman chapter 11. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. 3 Nephi chapter 18, verse 15 and verses 20 and 21. We are commanded to follow the perfect example of Jesus Christ. 3 Nephi chapter 12, verse 48. If you are truly converted, you will not fall away. Alma chapter 23, verses 5 through 13. The Savior atoned for the sins of all mankind. 3 Nephi chapter 11, verses 10 and 11. Faith is hope for things that are true, but not seen. Ether chapter 12, verse 6. Watch and pray always to avoid temptation. 3 Nephi chapter 18, verse 15, and verses 20 and 21. God loves all His children perfectly. 2 Nephi chapter 26, verse 33. Charity is the pure love of Christ. Moroni chapter 7, verse 45, and verses 47 and 48. We can gain a testimony of the Book of Mormon as we read, ponder, and pray. Moroni chapter 10, verses 3 through 5. End of the article, 55 Truths in the Book of Mormon. Read by Van Farnworth.